I mean, if you struggle with gluttony, don't go to the market with a lot of money, hungry, alone. Go with a little money, full, and with a spiritual friend. You know what I'm saying? Don't put yourself in that position. If you struggle with gluttony, you don't load up on junk food. If you're tempted with sexual desire, don't fill your mind with the images that build that temptation. Don't go to a movie that demonstrates that kind of stuff, or read a novel that's all about that, or watch television along those lines, and then wonder why you're always battling lust and why you always have an accusing conscience. Make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lust. It's kind of like starving it out. I used to like potato chips. That's not a sin, but it's a point of illustration. Potato chips aren't good for me, the doctor said. The only way I can not eat potato chips is for them not to be around. If they're around, I will eat them. In moderation. But if they're not around, I don't have a problem. It's wonderful sometimes when I go to the cupboard and they aren't there. And I can congratulate myself on my great self-control. To make matters worse, I live 2 miles from the nearest market. It's a simple thing to remove what furnishes the mind with the means to entertain evil thoughts. Don't make preparations for the possibility of sin, and you can slay it before it breeds. So if you're going to abstain from fleshly lust, then make no provision for them. There's a third step in the flow here. We're backing up. Fix your heart on Christ. This same verse, verse 14, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pursue Christ's likeness. Don't be satisfied. Don't be content until you awake in His likeness, as the psalmist said, or to borrow the words of Paul, he said, I am in travail or bearing birth pains until Christ is fully formed in you. Pursue being like Christ. 1 John 3:3, he that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Fix your heart on Christ and Christ's likeness and ask yourself what Christ would do. You know, it is an inexorable spiritual law that you become like the object of your worship. Really is. I see this in athletics. You know, you can go into any shopping mall anywhere in the country.